summer morning, Peter opened the garden gate and went out into the great green meadow. On a branch of the tall tree sat the bird, Peter's friend. "All is quiet, all is quiet," chirped the bird merrily. Just then, the duck came waddling out of the garden. She was very glad that Peter had not closed the garden gate. And so, she decided to take a nice swim in the deep pond in the meadow. Seeing the duck, the bird flew down upon the grass, settled next to the duck, and shrugged her shoulders. "What kind of a bird are you if you can't fly?" said she. To this, the duck replied, "What kind of a bird are you if you can't swim?" And she plopped into the pond. They argued and argued, the duck swimming in the pond, the bird hopping along the bank. Suddenly, something caught Peter's attention. He spotted the cat slinking through the grass. Thank you. Aha, thought the cat. While the bird is busy arguing, I'll just grab her. Stealthily on her velvet paws, the cat crept towards her. Look out! Shouted Peter, and the bird immediately flew up into the tree. While the duck quacked angrily at the cat. From the middle of the pond. The cat prowled round and round the tree, thinking to herself, "Is it worth climbing up so high? By the time I get there, the bird may have flown away." Then Peter's grandfather came out of the cottage. He was very angry because Peter had gone into the meadow.
"It is a dangerous place. If a wolf should come out of the forest, then what would you do?"
Peter paid no attention to his grandfather's words. Boys like Peter are not afraid of wolves. However, Grandfather took Peter firmly by the hand, led him home, and locked the gate. But no sooner was Peter inside the garden than a big gray wolf came out of the dark forest. As a flash, the cat scampered up the tree. The duck quacked louder than ever and became so excited that, flapping her wings, she jumped right out of the pond. But no matter how fast the duck tried to run, she couldn't escape the wolf. He was getting nearer and nearer, catching up with her. And then he caught her, and with one huge gulp, he swallowed her. Now, this is how things stood. The cat was sitting on one branch of the tree. And the bird was perched on another. But not too close to the cat. And the wolf stalked round and round the tree, looking up at them with fierce, greedy eyes. Meanwhile, Peter, who wasn't a bit afraid, stood behind the garden gate watching all that was going on. He ran to the cottage, found a strong rope, and climbed up the high stone wall. Now, one of the branches of the tree, around which the wolf was stalking, happened to stretch out over the wall. And so, taking hold of the branch, Peter nimbly climbed from the wall up into the tree. Peter said to the bird, "Fly down and circle round the wolf's head. But be careful, don't let him catch you." Thank you. The bird almost touched the wolf's nose with her wings, while the wolf snapped angrily at her from this side and that. Oh, how that little bird annoyed the wolf. And oh, how the wolf was desperate to catch her. But the bird was swift and clever, and the wolf simply couldn't do anything about it. Meanwhile, Peter made a lasso with the rope and, carefully letting it down, he caught the wolf by the tail and pulled with all his might. Feeling himself caught, the wolf began to jump about wildly, trying to get loose. But Peter had tied his end of the rope to the branch. And the wolf's jumping only made the loop around his tail tighter. Just then, the hunters came out of the forest. Following the wolf's trail and shooting as they went. Peter, sitting high up in the tree, cried out, "Don't shoot! The bird and I have caught the wolf. Come, help us take him to the zoo." Thank you. And now... imagine the triumphant procession. Peter out in front. Following Peter, the hunters leading the wolf. Winding up the procession came Grandfather and the cat. But even now, Grandfather was still angry, shaking his head and frowning.
Well, but if Peter hadn't caught the wolf, what then?
Flying above them all was the bird, chirping merrily. See what brave fellows we are, Peter and I. Look what we have caught. If you listen carefully, you can hear the duck softly quacking inside the wolf's belly because the wolf, in his hurry, had swallowed her alive. And that is the story of Peter and the Wolf.
Would you like to have some fun? They are celebrating at Grandfather's tonight, and we have been invited to the party. I hear that there will be music and dancing. Come with me.
Please, come in.
Mm-hmm.
Hey friends, did you hear the big news? You can now listen to iCan Radio on your smart speaker. Have an adult connect their speaker to a free iHeartRadio account and select iCan as your favorite station. Now you can ask your smart speaker to play the International Children's Arts Network on iHeartRadio, and you'll be listening to the music in no time. For more information, head over to iCanRadio.org and let's enjoy the music.
What can I say except you're welcome for the tides, the sun, the sun.